The Indianapolis City County Council wants to know how it's doing, so it commissioned a team of researchers to spend months studying its effectiveness. But what does it mean for a local body of government to be effective? From WFYI's City Desk, reporter Drew Dodlin spoke with the council's president and one of the researchers to find out.
One of the exciting things is if there is something on city-county council effectiveness out there, we have not found it.
Colin Merritt, a professor at IUPUI, is one of two researchers leading the study. He says they looked for research beyond Indianapolis, too, and found nothing.
The way we're approaching this research is with an understanding that there's probably nothing like this out there. And that's why this form of public service is so critical.
Merritt and his colleague recently kicked off a research project to study the Indianapolis City County Council, the 25-member body of government that represents districts in and around the city. Their goal is easy to say, but tough to define. How effective is the council?
Part of the issue is it's just a challenging question to measure. We are putting aside any academic notion that already exists about effectiveness, and we want to know how do these people that we're interviewing perceive of that concept.
They're interviewing a lot of people to get that answer. They'll have one-on-one conversations with every counselor and spend the summer conducting interviews and focus groups with city officials, business and nonprofit leaders, and community advocates. But probably most crucial to the research are their conversations with the public.
In research circles, it's known as grounded research, so we're engaging with the public who could be affected by the city-county council's work.
Researchers sent surveys to the public with questions about how satisfied people are with their counselor, how involved they are in local politics, and a number of questions about fundamental civics knowledge.
The most basic question sometimes can be the most powerful. Do you know the work that the city-county council is doing for you?
One person particularly interested in the answer to that question is Vop Osili, president of the council.
Our job, as I understand it, is to be representatives to our constituents. Are we being effective in doing that? Are we acting as a point of contact, a voice, to ensure that our residents are being heard?
Osili is the counselor who first approached IUPUI to commission the research. Osili says a number of counselors have voiced concerns about how they're doing. It's a challenge, he says, to self-reflect and change how you do things when your job is part-time. And he says they need to reconsider the different ways they can communicate with the people they serve.
So this study, to me, goes back to fine-tuning processes or creating new processes that will make our council, I think, function in the way that is most desirable to our constituents.
The final report, planned to finish by December, will include recommendations on how to improve these processes. It will be presented to the council and released to the public. Merritt says he hopes it reveals something about the public's understanding of and level of involvement in local politics. He says he's excited about the project because it's an untapped, complex issue that needs more attention. This is researcher Merritt again, followed by President Osili.
Even though there is immense focus on federal and state level politics, more times than not, your local government, officials at the local government level affect us on a daily basis and in a very intense way.
If it were conducted and the recommendations implemented, I think it could be pretty phenomenal. I think that's the way democracy is supposed to work, that we actually are solid representatives of the people who put us into office. I think that has been the goal for the last 200 plus years in this country. I want to make sure that we are on that road intentionally.
For WFYI, I'm Drew Dudlin.